Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Bucks last night, for real, lost for the second time to the Miami Heat in an ugly performance last evening. Talk a little bit more about that. He's going to be hosting the Milwaukee Basketball Hour coming up tonight with Vin Baker. And then Zora Stevenson's going to be there as well tonight. Baby Tausch, Billy Schmidt joining us. Baby Tausch, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm not as warm as you are, Bill, but that broadcast booth, there is nothing more peaceful than looking out and watching the one guy work on the ground screw while everyone else just pounds dirt into the middle of the pitcher's mound. One guy's cutting the grass, and it is just a beautiful sight. Man, great job, great conversation with David. We're going to bring a lot of it back on the local show around 3 o'clock on the big show. But yeah, last night, frustrating for the Bucks. Man, I haven't seen them throw up that many bricks, as Kelly Olynyk and Jay Crowder had more made threes than the Milwaukee Bucks did as an entire team last night in South Beach.
Yeah, you know, how much stock do you put into it was the third game in 4 days?
Well, and you know what else, too, Bill? It's the second of a six-game and nine-day run. They go out on the West Coast here coming up at the end of the week. They're hitting a grind here in the schedule where they're really going to start playing a lot of playoff teams. And with Middleton coming back after missing a couple of nights, they just never got into a rhythm. And I have I will say this, because I am going to take a little bit more credence into the loss last night than some might. I think that Miami team matches up really, really well against this Bucks group. And a lot of it is because of the physicality with the leadership they got. They're really incredibly well coached with Eric Spoelstra. If you don't believe he's a top 7-5 coach in the NBA, he's tremendous. You've been around pro athletes, Bill, for a long time. To be able to get the kind of guys that he did with the big three of Wade, Bosch, and James, everybody around them to buy in and play that type of defense, he's a really good coach. And now he's got a physical leader in Jimmy Butler to kind of set the pace. They're a physical team, and I haven't seen a team be able to be that physical with Giannis for 48 minutes.
I would agree. I think they push, and they almost, and I heard this morning from Eric Name, but they almost push you to the point where they dare the officials to call additional fouls on them.
Yeah, 100%.
They push you to the point where it's like, foul us out. We dare you. And they're going to keep pushing the envelope. And last night they did it again. They pushed a lot of guys around. Giannis, not a spectacular night. Nobody had a spectacular night. Brooke Lopez did, but beyond that, nobody had really that outstanding night. I don't fear Miami. I think I agree with you. I think they match up well with the Bucks, and they play a more physical style of basketball. But if it gets to the postseason, I don't fear Miami. I just don't. I don't think they have the depth.
Sure.
And when you go to the games where you're not playing the game every day the way the Bucks are doing it right now and catching them on the back end of a 3-out-of-4 set, I wouldn't fear Miami. I certainly think Miami's a tough foe, and I think Eric Spoelstra is really good at trying to figure out the matchup that he's going to take away from you. But I don't necessarily. People are panicking, and I'm not panicking at all. I think this team is still the best team in the NBA, and I still think they're destined for the NBA Finals.
I think it plays into one thing, Bill, and there's always been this belief that you have to now dominate the postseason as well until you get back to the Eastern Conference Finals. Well, they're going to win the first two series, no doubt about it. Maybe play Philadelphia, maybe play Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. Then the real test comes when they play LA. I think we're now having the settling feeling of, Guys, the second round of the NBA playoffs is not going to be easy. If that's a 5, 6, 7 game series, I wouldn't be surprised because they are going to match up well against the Bucks, and somebody is going to hit the deck just about every other time down the floor against that Miami team. My concern is how physical they play. I don't think they're better than the Milwaukee Bucks. They're going to make it a lot harder than people expected the second round of the NBA playoffs to be, and I think that's where the panic comes in because Bill, think about it. This team lost one playoff game in the first two rounds of the playoffs last year. They boat raced Detroit. Now everybody thinks you win the first round of the NBA playoffs by 20-plus each night. And then in the second round, they played Boston. After losing the first game, they swept them out in the next four. So there's this complacency of how the NBA playoffs play out for the number one overall seed. It's usually not that easy.
When do you expect Kyle Korver back? Do we know?
It appears they're being real cautious with him. I don't expect him to be really back before the end of this West Coast road trip that they go to L.A. on Friday night. And you talked about 3 games in 4 days. They do it again this weekend. Friday night in L.A., then travel down to Phoenix for an evening game on Sunday, a back-to-back in Denver on Monday night. I would expect you see Kyle Korver back closer to next week, into late next week when they play Boston, I think, on Thursday night. But no official word, and that's kind of pure speculation. They've been really, really hush-hush about it.
And here's the thing with I mean, because you obviously come to the West Coast, but you play Phoenix. Phoenix has been a pushover for the last few years. Phoenix is expecting to get into the postseason as the ace seed this season, and they just had a game the other night here where they're just being screamed at because their effort has been so crappy. But they've actually won a few ball games here in recent history.
And they beat you twice last year, too.
Right. And so, I look, Phoenix is not a pushover. It used to be you could come out here and just knock them down and go. But, yeah, they beat you twice last year. So I don't think you can overlook what Phoenix has. So it is going to be a grind. With the, you know, I just want to say that we were talking about whether or not LeBron should be a legitimate candidate for the MVP.
Sure.
I think it's between those two.
Mm-hmm.
But I said this, it's Giannis's award to lose, in my opinion. And what you're going to see is as you go down the stretch, and you're going to play the Lakers head-to-head here, but as you go down the stretch, the Bucks competition, level of competition is going to go up. The knock on the Bucks has been that, yes, they're winning at a prolific rate. Yes, they're beating teams by double digits, and it's historically the best number in the NBA ever. But they're also now going to earn it as they're playing teams that are 500 or better, teams that are jockeying for position for postseason. And this is where Giannis begins to separate himself and actually win the MVP and hang on to it, as opposed to what LeBron will do. That's what I feel. I don't know how you feel.
Yeah, no question. I definitely think he's the clear-cut front runner to win it. But I've seen it in years past, a couple of years ago, when Russell Westbrook took it away from James Harden with just closing out with triple-double night after night. He was putting up 35 and having a triple-double. He had one 50-point triple-double there in the middle of it and kind of just took the award away. That's what I think ultimately LeBron's going to have to do. But you're exactly right, Bill. I mean, this upcoming weekend, they're going to play the number one, number two team in the Western Conference in twice in 4 days. They're going to play at L.A. and at Denver. They still have Toronto twice, the second-ranked team in the Eastern Conference. They still got to play Boston twice. They got to play Philadelphia again. They're going to see this Miami Heat club again. So the schedule is going to thicken here in the final 21. It makes that 70 mark a little bit less achievable at 18 of their last 21. But hey, they win 15 of their last 21, and they have the best record this team has ever seen in the regular season. That's pretty damn impressive as well.
Because as a fan, I want to see them get to 70, but, you know, I mean, guy after guy after guy has come on the program and said, no, this is all about winning a championship. And if they have to pace themselves, if they have to worry about load management and stuff, they're fine with that. It doesn't seem like, I mean, yes, they want to win 70, but it seems like they have absolutely positively zero focus on the number 70.
I think that's where the Kyle Korver wait comes in, and wait and see when he comes back. You know, George Hill was kind of in that limbo stage for a little bit before
the
All-Star
break. He went down last
night.
I mean, is he okay? Because I know he went down last night, too.
Bill, he had one of those moments where, I don't know if you've ever been an old town Scottsdale and you take a turn and all of a sudden there's a railing that kind of hits you right in between. That felt like where the knee caught my man George Hill last night.
Yep, right in the solar plexus, we'll say. Yeah, no doubt.
Right in the big unit.
So coming up tonight, you got Vin Baker, who's going to be joining on the show.
Yes, sir.
And Zora Stevenson. Now, I've never had a chance to talk to Zora Stevenson.
Same. So, I'm really excited because I think she does a really good job of the storytelling aspect of that job. Being around, you know, sports for a long time, Bill, and you were part of the flagship too. So I think there's a delicate balancing act you got to do with that. I'm intrigued to hear a broadcasting aspect from her, but also a former D1 player. She's back now in basketball. That's a really cool story about it too. And obviously Vin Baker, four-time All-Star, he's going to give us a little bit more behind the bench into the coaching philosophy. When you had Bud on, he kind of scoffs all the time at adjusting for other teams in the regular season. I want to hear how much he makes the assistant coaches like Vin Baker do that later on tonight when we hang out at Good City Brewing.
You know, here's the other question you can ask him. And I got it through the grapevine that he is being informally pressured to move on, and that is Darvin Ham is going to get a head coaching job.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, he's definitely going to get a look.
Yeah, I have heard from numerous people now that he is on top of lists going into this offseason, and that there has been some teams that have passed through, we'll say, that have had some conversations with him. So I really thought he was going to get the Timberwolves job. Mm-hmm. And he didn't. But from what I understand, this might cherish him now because this might be the last year for Darvin Ham in Milwaukee.
Well, and two, it also comes back to a lot of people don't want to take a chance on an assistant from a team that they don't know yet until they see somebody go out and have some success doing it. Taylor Jenkins got the Memphis job and has that team. I mean, I get it. They probably have the rookie of the year, but they're an 8 seed out in the West. So there's some success coming from the Budenholzer system where they say, now we have to go and give Darvin Ham a shot, because everybody else is going to overlook him for a few times.
Yep, no doubt. So that's another question when you talk to Vin Baker about Darvin Ham and his future and how good of a coach he is, because I'd love to get Darvin back on the program, but that guy has really absorbed basketball. So good stuff coming up tonight down at Good City Brewing, right across the plaza from the Fiserv Forum. It's the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, and you're going to be down there. Zora's going to be there. Vin Baker's going to be there. Should be a good one. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man. Take it easy. Enjoy Phoenix, and we'll pick up right where you left off next week.
I will keep the chairs warm when I leave.
Awesome. And just leave a case of beer there, too. It's all good. We'll finish it off.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you soon. There you go. Bill the Baby Tal Schmidt joining us for a couple of minutes and talking some basketball. He is the host of the Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show and also is going to be filling in for me tonight down at Good City Brewing for the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. All of our guests are always joining us on whether it's the hot seat or whether it is our good friends from Schneider. They're, you know, kind of getting it done. If you're looking for a great team to go work for, go to SchneiderJobs.com or call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Just a great group of people up there. And whether you're looking for a new job or you're looking for your first job, whatever it may be, they have on-the-job training there as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.